Because I look back, as Bob mentioned, you handle gap the mix, but handle gap the Caleb. Somebody who at the same time is touching a mix is also touching Caleb. With one hand, he's touching the mix, and at the same time, he's touching Caleb Mutezel with the other hand. Hamahel our mix, but handle gap the Caleb Tmit. Somebody who puts one hand above a mace, directly above a mace, and at the very same time with the other hand he is touching utensils, those utensils will become tame for 7 days as if they came into contact with the mace itself. This is called tuma b'chiburim, tuma while it's attached, meaning to say that the person is touching the mace and touching the kalim at the same time, or putting a hand directly above the mace and touching the kalim at the same time. So since the person, when he touches or puts his hand over the mace, he becomes tame, and at the same time it's touching the kalim, those kalim have the same thing as if they touch the mace itself and become tame for 7 days. As opposed to, that the person touches the mace, and then only after he lets go does he touch the kalim. The kalim would be tame, and the person is now an avatuma, and would be metame kalim, but the kalim would only be tame like a rishon letuma. It wouldn't be tame for 7 days. But in this case, that while it's touching the mace, it's touching the kalim have a din, as if they came into contact with the mace, they're tame for 7 days. Ma'al ala meis, u'mahel ala kelim. Hanugea b'meis, u'mahel ala kelim. Tahira. If somebody puts his hand directly above a mace, so that person would become tummy for 7 days. As if you put part of your body above a mace, you become tummy. And at the same time, he puts his hand directly above kelim. Or if somebody touches a mace, and at the same time, he puts his hand directly above kelim, those kelim would remain tahira. They wouldn't become tummy at all, not even as a rishon letuma. As a person who touches a mace, even though he's now an avatuma, he is not mitame but oil. He is not mitame something that's in the same oil as himself. So therefore, he cannot be mitame the kalim unless he touches the kalim. He can't be mitame the kalim by simply putting his hand above the kalim. So therefore, the kalim would remain tar in this case, since he did not come into contact with the kalim. And yes, biyado, but if the person has an arm, that's a tefach wide. In such a case, the kalim would become tameh. The person would act as an oil, spreading the tumah to the kalim. As when he stretches out his arms act as an oil, and the tumah, which is metame ba'oil, the mace of metame ba'oil, would be spread to the kalim and be metame the kalim. Shnei batim ubehem kishnei chatzoy zezim. If there are two houses directly opposite each other, and in each house, there's a half a kezias of a mace. Now, a half a kezias of a mace is not enough to be metame. But if you put the two half kezias together, you have a kezias for a mace, and a kezias is enough to be metame. Pashat eshte yadav lahem. A person stood right between the two houses, and the two houses were right opposite each other, very close to each other. And when he outstretched his arm, he was able to reach in with one arm into one house, and with the other arm into the other house. And yet biyada poiseh tefach maybe esatuma. The imlav ain't a mevi esatuma. If the person has wide arms, his arms are a tefach wide. In such a case, the person would act as an oil, connecting the two houses to dip. The two houses were connected with an oil, making the two houses into one big oil. And in such a case, the tumor would spread and be metame the contents of both houses. And even though each house only has a half a mace inside of it, which is not enough to be metame, but the other house also has half a kezias of a mace between the two of them, you have a kezias of a mace, which is enough to be metame. And the person, when he outstretches his arms into the entrance of both houses, he creates a situation in which both houses are considered one big oil, and therefore the tumor is spread to both houses and is metame the contents of both houses. But if his arms are not a tefach wide, so therefore the person cannot act as an oil, cannot connect the two houses, so therefore the tumor would not be spread, and both houses would remain tar. Since there's only half a kezias in each house, that's not enough to be metame the two houses separately. All movable objects would act as an oil to spread tumah under nisik if it has a thickness of a mardea, of an ox goad. As an ox goad has the circumference of a tefach, but it is not a tefach wide. Now, minatora, only an object that's a tefach wide would act as an oil to spread tumah under nisik. But the Rabbanu regards that an object, even if it's not a tefach wide, but if it has the circumference of a tefach, it would also act as an oil and spread tuma underneath it. Amar Rabbi Tarfin, akafech et bini, shezu halacha mekufachet. Rabbi Tarfin took a shfuah. He made a note that he said, my son should be struck down if this is not a halacha mukufecha, if this is not a faulty halacha, as according to Rabbi Tarfon, the Rabbanan would never geyser that an object that has a circumference of a tefach, if it's not a tefach wide, would act as an altar, spread tumah underneath it. Shishama hashemea v'tah. Somebody who heard something similar mistakenly believed that the Rabbanan were geyser that an object with a circumference of a tefach would spread tumah underneath. And what he heard was as follows. Sha'icher oiver, by my deok sefer. A farmer was passing by on the road with an ox goat on his shoulder. The hel tzido achad ala kever. And one side of the ox goat was mahel over a kever. One side of the ox goat was suspended above a kever. The timu misham kelim hama'ilim alameis. And the chamim were mitame the icher. They said that the icher who's carrying the ox goat, even though the farmer himself did not go over the kever, but since the ox that he was carrying was suspended over the kever, they were mitame the icher. But not because the icher that he's carrying acts as an all to spread tumah underneath it, and therefore is mitame the farmer that's holding it. And that is not why they were mitame the farmer. Instead, they were mitame the farmer because the kli that he was carrying, the ox goat, was mahel al mace, was suspended above a mace. Evident is that any kli, no matter how wide, if it's suspended above a mace, would become tummy, and the tumah of the mace would rise up and be mitame the kli. But that does not mean that the kli acts as an all. It's only a kli that the tefach wide would act as an all. And the reason why the chachamim were mitame the farmer is not because the oxgoat he was carrying had a din of the oil, as the oxgoat does not have a din of the oil since it's not a tefach wide. They were mitame the farmer since at the time he was holding the oxgoat was being mahel al a mace, was suspended above a mace. This is called tuma b'chiburim. If you're holding a kli that's touching or is suspended above the mace, you also become tame as if you touch the mace. So the reason why the farmer became tame wasn't because the oxgoat had a din of oil and spread the tumah to the farmer that was holding it, but because it's tumah b'chiburim, the same time that the oxgoat was ma'al mace, he was holding the oxgoat, so therefore he became tameh as if he touched the mace himself. So the person who heard this halacha misunderstood. He thought the reason why the farmer was tameh was because the kli that he was carrying had a din of an oil and spread the tumah to the farmer, and therefore that led him to the conclusion that even though the kli he was carrying did not have the width of a tefach, since it has the circumference of a tefach, the Rabbanan were geyser, that it acts as oil. But he was mistaken. The real reason why the farmer was tame was because of tumah b'chiburim, at the very same time that he was touching a kli. That kli was ma'al mace, was suspended above the mace, and therefore he became tame for 7 days as if he touched the mace itself. Amar Rabbi Akiva, ani atakein shehu dibri chachamim kayamim, shehu kol metaflin b'vienes atumah al adam hanaisin. Rabbi Akiva says, I will alter this halacha a little bit so that the words of the Chachamim will be kayim, that the words of the Chachamim will be accepted. That which the Chachamim were geyser, that a kli that has the circumference of a tefa would act as an oil to spread tumah, will be accepted. And that which the Chachamim said, that a kli such as an obey amadeh that has the circumference of a tefa acts as an oil, that's only to be metame the person that's carrying it. As the farmer who is carrying the ox goat, and the ox goat was suspended above a mace, that farmer would become tummy. Now, even though the farmer is tummy min ha-Torah, since it's tumah b'chiburim, he was touching a kli at the same time, that kli was mile over a mace. Sometimes, tumah b'chiburim would not apply, even though the farmer is holding the ox goat at the same time that it's suspended above a mace. For example, he's not holding the ox goat with his hand. Instead, the ox goat is resting on his shoulder. So therefore, there's a beged that's mafzik. The ox goat is not coming into contact with the farmer's skin, it's coming into contact with the beged. In such a case, the farmer would not become tameh as if he touched the mace himself. He would only become tameh as a rishon l'tumah. He would be tameh until the evening. He wouldn't be tameh for 7 days. As the beged becomes tameh b'chiburim, the beged that came into contact with the ox goat at the same time the ox goat was suspended above the mace is tameh for 7 days as if the beged touched the mace itself. And the farmer who's in contact with the beggar that he's wearing would become tame, but only until the evening, not for 7 days. Now, a person might mistakenly believe the reason why the farmer is tame until the evening is because the ox goat has a din of oil and spreads tumah to the farmer. And a person who sees that the farmer is only tame until the evening might mistakenly be led to believe that tumah's oil is only mitame, Adam and Caleb that are in that oil until the evening. They do not become tummy for 7 days. And this would be a takala. Bad things would come out from that, as people would think. That a clear or a person that's in an oil of a mace is only tummy until the evening is not tummy for 7 days. So therefore, the Rabbanu were geyser that the farmer would become tummy for 7 days that if he touched the mace himself. So therefore, the person who originally heard this halacha, that the chacham were geyser, that a clear that has the circumference of a teva acts as an oil and spreads the tumah underneath it. He was not mistaken. We just have to alter the halacha a little bit. It doesn't spread the tumah to kingdom underneath it. It spreads the tumah to the person who's holding it. And the person who's holding it is sometimes minatora is not tummy for 7 days, where tumah b'chiborin does not apply, where he's not holding the asker with his hand, instead it's resting on his shoulder. And in that case, the Rabbanu were geyser, that person would become tummy for 7 days, so that people should not think that an oil is only mitame and adam b'kelim out of Erev until the evening. Now, atzman b'koshen, but a kli itself, that is ma'al al-meis, no matter what size that kli is, even if it doesn't have the circumference of a tefa, would become tummy. That is a din. Any kli that is directly above a mace would become tummy from the mace. It doesn't make a difference what the size of the kli is. The tumah of the mace would rise up and be mitame anything above it. Ba'ashar adam ukelim b'persei tefa. But to spread tumah underneath the maidea to ashar adam b'kelim, to other adam b'kelim that are not actually in contact with the maidea, that would only be the case if the maidea is a perseh tefa, if it's a tefa huat. And that which we said, that a movable object that has the circumference of a tefa spreads tumah underneath it, not to say that any adam person or kelim utensil that is underneath the maidea would become tumah as if it's in the same oil as a mace. That's not what the Rabbanu were geyser. The Rabbanu were only geyser that the person who's holding the maidea would become tumah as if it's in the oil of a mace. But other adam or kelim that is underneath the maidea at the time that maidea is suspended above the mace, they would not become tumah, since the maidea is not a tefach. Why? It does not act as an oil to spread tumah underneath it to adam or kelim that are not actually in contact with the maidea. So only the person who's holding the maidea would become tumah for 7 days. Other adam or kelim would only become tumah for 7 days if the maidea is a tefach wide. As if it's a tefach wide, it would act as an oil to spread tumah to anybody or any kelim that are underneath it at the time that it's suspended above the mace.